children at the ICC. But do you see where this is going? It's like they've almost become some kind of like, you know, unapproachable, inviolate organization that is almost as powerful, if not more so, than your government.
Well, yeah, I liken it to the church. you know, the left gave up religion a while ago because, you know, for whatever reason, they...
It didn't work for them?
It didn't work for them. They thought they were too smart, and they liked what science said. And science, as it is, presents a more morally flexible universe than religion, which is often really punitive. So people on the left still have a spiritual need, and I think that they subvert it unconsciously. This is, you know, you can read this in other people's work, like Rupert Sheldrake. I think they really sublimated into an absolute worship at the Church of Science.
Yes.
And so you get guys from the CDC walking into a neighborhood saying, you all need to get this mercury-filled formaldehyde-based crap right. thrust into your butts. Well, okay, if you say so. You do get a lot of the United States, and I've been writing about this. You know, the people who are most alarmed by what's going on, what I've uncovered, are people who really don't buy into the idea that science is inviolate. They don't buy into the idea that science really knows that much more about the world than any other field of inquiry. Now, they will make assumptions about religion that I won't agree with, because I don't think that, you know, I mean, I think there are spiritual things that you can't really frame literally without losing the meaning. But you know, I do enjoy my own spiritual life and those sort of connections. But it's funny to me that the clash that goes on between religion and science today, especially, you know, you see this especially in the argument over evolution, and you get people who don't know anything about the actual arguments in evolution stating that evolution has been proven and that it's actually factually this, that, and the other thing. And you get people on the other side saying, no, it's all God's plan. The fact is, evolution is an imperfect concept with a lot of great evidence to support it. I mean, there's a lot of good evidence to support it, but it's never really finished its argument. Because it can't, because it excludes the possibility that there's a creative element in the universe, and science can't handle the creative element in the universe side. So the people on the right want to say that that creative element is a guy in the sky. I don't think that's true either, but, you know, as metaphor goes, I guess, you know, a lot of people buy into it. People need to worship something, and they're either going to worship at the altar of religion or at the altar of medicine. I would strongly advise people to take a good look at their gods and their goddesses, and I mean the CDC and the NIH,
right.
And to stare into the eyes and see if you can see the crack, you know, in the iris. You see if you can see the faults, because if you really believe that it's not possible that medicine can make a mistake, then you may, you know, then you're practicing a religion. I mean, because belief doesn't really shouldn't have anything to do with science. Unfortunately, it has everything to do with science.
Also, and I want